May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As I mentioned at the start of the service, today we celebrate the feast of the Apostle Bartholomew. I wouldn't blame you if you were more familiar with Bartholomew J. Simpson, aka Bart, than you are with Bartholomew the Apostle. Bartholomew the Apostle's name appears in the list of the apostles given by Matthew, Mark, and Luke in their Gospels, but nowhere else. Bart Simpson, on the other hand, has been on television for 36 years, but he's definitely no saint. Despite the name Bartholomew not appearing anywhere but in the list of apostles' names, some have suggested that the Bartholomew of Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospels is the same person as the disciple Nathanael mentioned in John's Gospel. And you might be more familiar with Nathanael. He is the one whom Philip brings to meet Jesus, and Jesus calls him an Israelite in whom there is no guile. And indeed, Nathanael does seem to be pretty forthright in sharing his opinions. When Philip tells him they have found the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, Nathanael's blunt reply is, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael doesn't get much more of a mention in John's Gospel than Bartholomew does in the other three. Apart from that first encounter with Jesus, he isn't mentioned again until the end of the Gospel, when we're told he is among those who goes fishing with Peter, and so is there when they encounter the risen Jesus on the beach the following morning. The Apostle Bartholomew, possibly also Nathanael, it seems, didn't have any great exploits that the Gospel writers felt worth mentioning, although we can presume that he was there whenever the apostles or disciples are mentioned as a group. And perhaps it's the very anonymity of his apostleship that we should celebrate. Is this perhaps evidence that Bartholomew exemplified Jesus' instruction that the disciple who wants to be great must become like the youngest, the least important, and be the servant of others? Perhaps being overlooked is the mark of a successful disciple. That's not to say that Bartholomew had no ministry or that he did nothing. He would have been one of those closest to Jesus during Jesus' earthly ministry. He would have listened to his teachings, asked questions, maybe argued points of theology. He would have been transformed by that relationship, his entire life taking a new direction, as was the case for all the apostles. In Acts, we're told that the apostles were together in Jerusalem and that they performed many signs and wonders. The sick were healed. I imagine along with those signs and wonders and healing miracles went preaching the gospel. Bartholomew must have been one of the apostles preaching and teaching and healing and performing signs and wonders. Even though we know little about him, Bartholomew may actually be easier for us to relate to than some of the great apostles. We can't all be powerful preachers, as Peter turned out to be. We're not going to be gospel writers, as John was, if you agree that the apostle John wrote John's gospel or the source material for it. We are, fortunately, not likely to be martyred for our faith as James was. But we can all just get on with the job of being followers of Jesus, not worrying about becoming famous or influential. We can all share the good news of Jesus that we've received. We can all gather with fellow Christians to pray and worship and break bread together. And if we go with the idea that Bartholomew is, in fact, also Nathanael, we might take comfort from his plain speaking and initial doubt, knowing that it wasn't, ultimately, a barrier to faith and a deep relationship with Jesus. Those disciples of Jesus who we call apostles were a very special, select, and limited group of people, but they were first and foremost disciples, followers and students of Jesus, those who listened to him and learned from him. Then they became apostles, messengers, sharing the good news of Jesus in word and deed. We haven't had the chance to sit at the feet of Jesus during his earthly ministry, But we can still listen to his voice as it speaks to us through Scripture and in our hearts through the Spirit. We can still learn from Jesus' teachings, and we can strive to emulate Jesus, to model our own life and actions on those of our teacher and Lord. And we can do the work of apostles, sharing the good news of Jesus with others, not only in what we say, but in the things we do, in the ways that we treat others, and how we choose to live. And it doesn't have to be showy. In fact, it's probably better if it's not, if it's just part of who we are, just getting on with the task of serving God in serving others. Amen.